But that's kind of how it works. So Jerry was like, he'd ask me all these questions. I'd be like, dude, please, do you know how many rehabs I've been to? Do you know how many times I've like soldiered up and been like, my disease wants me dead. I gotta call that disease a liar. I mean, oozing crocodile tears for months and months and months, and then I'm at the thing, and like the like Manny at Cry Hub is like, man, I'm fucking amazed, man. I thought you were full of shit, and it's like, you fucking understand this recovery. And I was like, fuck Manny, I'm fucking my disease. And I was loaded 5 seconds after I graduated. 5 seconds. Because I live for this shit. If you're a real alcoholic, then that means I live for this. Along the way, I met my present wife. Great gal, thanks for coming. And I met her, and I was sober, and it was awesome and hot, and I decided that I was sober, I was gonna play a lot of squash, I was gonna fucking boom, and I was gonna smoke Camelon filters, and I was gonna sport fuck my way through the rest of my life. And it was, I had this idea that I was finally gonna be all the guys are like, yeah, me and the lady broke up, and now it's just really tough. I'm just kind of fucking all these hot chicks all the time, you know. I was like, I'm gonna be that guy. And we fell in love, and it was really intense. And then we had this break away from each other in which I'm pretty sure, did Halloween happen? Something happened and I'm out. And she comes back and she's like, oh my God, you're a fucking terrible monster. I'm like, I'm not. She goes, oh my God, this is what all those people fucking warn me about. And I'm like, who are you talking to? Is that your old boyfriend? I'm gonna kick in every fucking wall. I'm gonna, all of a sudden, for 10 days, I was the most passionate. I was Sidney Kowalski. Everything I saw, I fucking broke, and I was all kinds of butch, and it just went nowhere. She was like, this is crazy. You gotta get sober. I swear to God, I'm gonna walk out on you. I'm like, I heard this one before, and you always come back, don't ya? God, she was serious as a heart attack, and I could tell, and I was just, she said, when a normie, not that you can be normal by any standards if you're falling in love with a serious fucking hope to die alcoholic, normal enough, says, like, I swear to God, this is really not like a boundary, like, let's break it 300 times and build it back up and it doesn't mean anything more, but like serious, like boundaries. And suffice to say, it contributed to my ability to stay committed to the program. But that's why I want to say, and this is just my opinion, don't do anything for the first year unless, of course, you do. But if you're going to do something or get in a relationship in the first year, maybe don't get involved with someone who's fucking twisted up like you are, because then you're just going to send each other out. Or maybe you won't. Maybe we'll both get sober. What do I know? Or maybe he'll get sober and you'll die. Or maybe she. That's my great joy as a sponsor has been watching the guys go, dude, I fucking had 6 months, and then her, and they're loaded. And by the way, her name just changes depending on what fucking club they were at that week. But I think underneath it, there's part of us, and I'll speak for myself as a recovering alcoholic, we are desperately fucking devoted, faithful people, the same way that I was to my using and my drinking. I can be in other ways, and that's what I've done, and I do the steps, and I have a rough understanding of the traditions. I got all kinds of literature. I forget stuff real easy, so I'm always going, like, first, like, okay, I'm going to speak tonight. What is it? What do I do? And people help me. So, like I said, I had a weird day, I've had a weird week, and I need this program so desperately that it's really hard for me to admit how central it is to everything, because it's hard to be cool and super dependent on AA. But I also remember strongly being told to wear it like a loose shirt and never, ever, ever, ever take it off. So to all my friends and family and people who I'm so pleased look at me like they can tell I might be sticking around this time, and all the new women and men, please enjoy what's possible here in AA. It saved my ass. Thanks.